Today's program, we are bringing the heat, we are bringing the fire. On the program today, we've got the French Open quarterfinals, the men and women, what took place last night and what to expect moving forward. We've got Zverev, Thiem, Djokovic, Sloane Stephens to name a few. It's going to be an absolute ripper. This is No Holds Barred.
So baby girl, put it on me. What would I be without you? I only think about you. Yeah. I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me.
And here we are in the No Holds Barred studio. Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man coming to you. We continue with our French Open special podcast. And the quarterfinal stage last night, and what a night of absolutely explosive tennis. Some surprises and some matches that were not so surprising. But if you had said at the start of the tournament that there would be an Italian male in the semifinals for the first time, an Italian male who has never won a Grand Slam match up until this French Open 2018, you would have said, mate, you're an absolute idiot. And last night, nothing short of amazing. Novak Djokovic crashes out at the quarterfinal stage last night in four sets to the Italian Cecinato. Yes, let me say that again, Cecinato. And what a run from this Italian. And if you saw any of the match last night, it was like an absolute rock and roll concert in that arena last night. Fans were going crazy. Cecinato got there in four sets. He won the first set 6-3. But you just had a feeling that Novak Djokovic was going to get his teeth into this contest and really, obviously get the victory here. He was the red-hot favorite coming in. He had had solid form up until this point, dismantled Fernando Verdasco in round four in straight sets, really putting him to the sword with no nonsense. But last night, he could not find a way to crack the Italian, and you just felt the Italian was going to go away at some stage there, but it never happened. The second set tiebreak, Cecinato got the second set tiebreak, and from two sets to love, it was like, wow, he may actually get over the line here. And you know, Novak really flexed his muscle there in the third set, showing the Italian that he wasn't going away. 6-1 in that third set, and then you had a feeling that maybe the dream run from Cecinato was over, and that he would eventually wear down, tire, fatigue, and fall away. But the fourth set tiebreak, absolutely amazing. Standing room only in that arena. And Novak Djokovic showed some signs there last night that he definitely is not the player that he used to be. Physically, if he stands up, I think there are some things there that I noticed last night that are chinks in the armor that never used to occur. For starters, the two-hand Novak Djokovic backhand, really one of the greatest of all time, and really, arguably, the best two-hand backhand we've ever seen when this guy was at the peak of his powers, winning 12 majors. But last night, when the heat was on deep into that fourth set, a shot that normally is absolutely impenetrable, broke down last night. He was missing balls long over the baseline, getting balls a little bit late, really forcing the action, missing them wide. And it was something that we hadn't seen before when the heat is on with Novak Djokovic. Normally, it's the forehand side that that the errors can flow from. Players stay away from that backhand side, try and move Novak wide to the forehand corner to try and draw some errors. But last night, it was happening on both sides. And Cecchinato, when he hit balls to the Novak Djokovic forehand, generally the slice where he was just playing defense, Novak had to generate his own power. He had to accelerate through the hitting zone, and he had problems timing the ball. He made errors. He framed some balls deep into that four-set tiebreak, and opportunities slipped by. And it was the off-pace ball, the ball where he had to generate his own heat off the forehand side, where the errors occurred, and a combination of that as well as the backhand errors that we don't normally see from him caused his downfall. And on the match point that Cecchinato had in the fourth set tiebreak, Novak Djokovic serve and volleyed on the match point, where Cecchinato just played a high defensive ball that dropped inside the baseline. And clearly Novak wasn't comfortable. Serve and volleying is not his game. He prefers to stay back there on the baseline and exchange ground strokes, which is basically his bread and butter. So he did a three-quarter pace kick serve to the Cecchinato backhand coming to the net, and the ball sailed over his head and about a foot inside the baseline, and that was game over. So some real signs there that Novak wasn't comfortable in his normal comfort zone there. And he paid the price in the Italian move through unbelievable scenes and absolutely amazing for Italian tennis. And they have some guys that really have been knocking on the door now, for quite a while. And Cecchinato is one of these guys that he's broken through now. Fabio Fognini, another great result for him. He went out to Cilic in five sets in round four. But, you know, Cecchinato, who would have thought? He's into the semi-finals and an absolute fairy tale run. And be interesting to see Novak Djokovic moving forward. One, how his body pulled up reaching the quarterfinals. He had an absolute bruising affair with Batista Agut in round two, over three and a half hours there for a four-set win. That was that last man standing kind of stuff. But it'll be interesting to see how Djokovic recovers and how he's able to transition into the grass court season and see if he can back up this quarterfinal run with a run at Wimbledon. That will be the telling sign to see really how his body is holding up physically and mentally. But he's got to be bitterly disappointed, absolutely bitterly, bitterly disappointed to let that one slip against Cecchinato, an opportunity missed for the Serbian superstar. This is No Holds Barred. Yeah, unbelievable scenes there in that arena last night. Novak gone. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Did not see that coming. I thought the Cecchinato win against Goffin really was clearly the best and biggest win of his career. But to back that up and to get through Novak Djokovic, maybe he's a stayer. Maybe he is a stayer. Maybe Cecchinato can go towards the top, you know, top 20 in the world. Who knows? But he's definitely showing his staying power on the clay. Absolutely incredible. And that takes us through to the other men's quarterfinal that was played there last night. Big Alexander Zverev and the Austrian Dominic Thiem an absolute heavyweight matchup, any way you want to look at it. But coming into this one, big Alex Zverev, I was afraid that the workload that that he has had through the early rounds and up until this point was going to take its toll, and the big guy has paid the price for that. Dominic Thiem dismantled big Alex last night in straight sets. Thiem clearly the fresher of the two. No doubt about it, Thiem on the clay is absolutely elite, absolutely world-class elite when it comes to facing him on the dirt. But last night, he absolutely destroyed Zverev in straight sets. And big Alex getting assistance from the trainer there on his left leg was heavily bandaged. And the workload and the toll that Alex had earlier on in the tournament, he went five sets with Lajovic in round two. Then he went five sets again, save match points against the Bosnian Zumba. And I keep saying it time and time again, you need to get through these early round matches if you want to win these Grand Slam titles. And if you're in the picture, you need to get through these first round matches, first two or three rounds with no nonsense, no fuss. And if you can do that, you can be fresh to make a run in the second week. But if you are on court for large amounts of time in those early round matches and you are a contender, when you get to the latter stages of the event, you are vulnerable. And Zverev last night was vulnerable with a capital V, and Dominic Thiem put him to the sword and took absolutely no prisoners. And the young Austrian moves into the semi-finals, where I believe now he plays Cecinato. So who would have thought? Thiem going in must have thought, look, I'm probably going to play Novak in the semis, but now he plays Cecinato, and that is going to be very, very interesting. Obviously, Thiem starts the heavy favourite. Zverev back to the drawing board. He needs to get through the early round matches with no fuss and no nonsense, and you know he needs to freshen up before Wimbledon. I'd be surprised if you see much of him. Probably may probably play one leading event into Wimbledon. I don't think it would be smart scheduling for him to play more than one event leading into the Wimbledon Championships. He needs to freshen up both mentally and, of course, physically, get his body right so he can make another deep run and start to get some consistent play in these major, major events. It's one thing to win Masters Series events, the 1,000-level events where it's best of three sets, but these Grand Slams are a whole different ball game. The Grand Slams are the absolute real deal, and it makes the Masters Series events look like child's play. It really does, and Zverev is finding that out. He needs to take care of business in the early rounds, so when it comes to quarterfinal, semi-final stages, he is fresh, and he can compete at the highest level against the Federers and the Nadals and these kind of guys, because these guys are not messing around in the early rounds. Nadal, not messing around in the early rounds. Federer, not messing around in the early rounds. They are destroying guys, so they are fresh physically and mentally come the second half of the second week of the majors. And Zverev needs to take a leaf out of that book if he's the impact and breakthrough at slam level. But Thiem, he was super impressive last night, hitting the ball huge off both sides. Had problems with the backhand early on, could not find the range, was catching balls late, hitting a lot of balls over the baseline. But as the match went on, he really took care of business. The forehand was super, super impressive, and he knew it was only a matter of time before Zverev started to crack, both physically, and Zverev was trying to finish points early on, as one would imagine. But Thiem was a class above last night, and Zverev needs to get right physically for the Wimbledon Championships. And Thiem, well, the dream's still alive. He's one where coming in, it was like, yeah, he was a threat here at Roland Garros, and now things have opened up for him immensely, and he plays the Italian upstart Cecinato in the semi-finals. And team's got to like his chances of getting through to the final, where it looks like he may be on a collision course with the 10-time champion, Rafa Nadal. But yet to be seen. But team last night, very, very impressive. And he will go in as a heavy favourite against the Italian Cecinato in the semi-final. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the ladies' matches that took place last night. We've got a little bit of Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys, both girls getting through. We're going to come back and talk about that briefly and what went down, what to expect. This is Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man, the French Open special podcast 2018. This is No Holds Barred. And I built like a dumb bishop. Gold deep fish, money green bands, and my hoes is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. We are back. No holds barred. French Open special 2018 podcast. Cecinato, what about Cecinato? I cannot believe this guy's in the semi-finals. Well played. Did you see him move last night? Did you see his movement was absolutely elite, playing incredible defense, and I think Novak was really taken aback, having to hit one or two extra balls, and the Serbian cracked. There's no doubt about it. The Serbian cracked. He's got some work to do. But we're going to segue on to the women's matches there last night. Two women's quarterfinals that we want to talk about. And the first quarterfinal was Madison Keys of the United States against Yulia Putintseva from Kazakhstan. And Madison Keys through to the semifinals in a tight one. It was the defensive player in Yulia who, you know, is diminutive. She's only about 5'2", 5'3", little pocket rocket. And Madison Keys, arguably the biggest hitter in the world on the women's side of the game. She is an absolute powerhouse off the forehand and backhand wing. And Keys went through a great tournament from Putintseva. I spent a bit of time with Yulia over in Delray Beach, Florida, at the Davis Cup and Federation Cup training camps, where I was one of the national coaches there for Kazakhstan. And she, you know, her best result so far, obviously a quarter final at the French Open. And, you know, she's a bit of a quiet girl, really sort of just sort of keeps to herself. And, you know, she's had a great event here at the French Open this year. Beating Johanna Konta in round one and then going all the way to the quarter. So that really kickstarts her season, I guess, or her year. She'll really jump up the rankings there. But very close getting through to the semis. But Madison Keys just hits the ball too big off both sides. And Keys, the US Open finalist from last year, goes on to play Sloane Stephens, who we're going to get to here in a minute. And you know, Keys, she's a huge talent. I saw Madison 8 years ago in New York. She was a 15-year-old. She was playing in the doubles there at the U.S. Open. And you could see then that she was ahead of her time. She's just a huge hitter of the ball on the female side of things. And she's really starting to fulfill her talent now. I expect to see her in the top 10 in the world for years and years to come, and she's only a matter of time before she wins a major. It's really as simple as that. Lindsay Davenport in her corner now, and US tennis, especially on the women's side, is absolutely flourishing. And Madison Keys through to play Sloane Stephens in the semi-final, which takes us on to, let's talk about Sloane. Sloane was up against the 21-year-old Russian Kazatkina, who took out Wozniacki the round before. Kazatkina actually spent a bit of time with her too in Delray Beach. She was there training a couple of years ago, and she is a talent, and she took out I said Wozniacki the round before, but she was overmatched last night. Sloane Stephens, wow, what a performance from her. She looked composed. She looked rock solid from the back of the court, and she was just she was a class above in last night's match. She was just the stronger, more powerful athlete, and Kazakina had no answer, and Sloane looks composed. I mean, a US Open win last year, could she add to that as early as this year in France? From what I saw last night, she most definitely could. She was incredible there last night. Just composed, picked her spots. There was nothing that Kazakina could do that was really going to bother Sloane last night. And she was hitting the ball as heavy as anybody off the deck. And that semi-final is going to be a beauty between Madison and Sloane. And, you know, I'll probably give the advantage to Sloane before that matchup gets underway. And from what I saw last night, she is ready to possibly go all the way here in Paris. But American tennis looking very, very healthy, as I said, both on the women's and on the men's side. And they've got to be excited. The USTA, the United States Tennis Association, have got to be excited about the amount of players that they have got competing and being successful at the elite level. Moving forward to tonight. Tonight's matchups on the men's side, we've got Rafa Nadal taking on Diego Schwartzman and Big Marin Cilic taking on Juan Martin Del Potro. The Nadal and Schwartzman matchup, I do not see how Schwartzman can really impact against Nadal. Schwartzman is going to have to step up on the baseline and hit his backhand as well as he has ever hit it before. Nadal will be relentless, just whipping balls, trying to keep that ball up high. Schwartzman about 5'5", 5'6". It's an intriguing matchup, but I see Nadal absolutely dominating this matchup, and it could be it could get ugly for the Argentinian, who got through in five over Kevin Anderson in the last round. And I'd like to see him make some inroads. I think he's an excellent competitor, Schwartzman. His backhand is absolutely world class, but it's going to get an absolute battering tonight as Nadal whips heavy forehands into that backhand wing. And the other quarterfinal, Big Del Potro versus Cilic. I give the advantage to Cilic in this one. I think Cilic is just the better mover on the clay, and he's just the better athlete on the clay, and probably brings more versatility to the table. I see him going through Delpo. Great to see him back. And, you know, if Delpo can hit enough rocket-launching forehands and you know, keep points relatively short, I give him a puncher's chance. But I just think Cilic is just a better athlete out of these two big guys. Both stand about 6'5". I give the advantage to Cilic here, because he has more of an all-round game, and I think Cilic poses more of a possible threat to Nadal in a semi-final matchup, which I expect more than Delpo. But it should be great viewing nonetheless. So tonight's matchups for the men, I give Nadal over Schwartzman, of course, and Cilic, I think, to get the points over Del Potro, and It should be a beauty either way. So that is something to look forward to this evening. Wow, what a show. The Italian Cecchinato has stolen all the headlines, and you're going to hear more about this tonight and beyond, up until his semi-final matchup with Dominic Thiem. And wow, it was all there. It's been a compelling tournament up until this stage, and there's some big guns still in there, and some storylines yet to play out. But tomorrow's program should be a beauty as well. We'll report on how tonight's matchups went. It's been a fantastic show today. Novak Djokovic out. Who would have thought? Cecchinato getting the victory there. We'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man on the No Holds Barred French Open Sports Special Podcast. We will see you guys tomorrow.